As we explained yesterday in the Halakha Yomit, we discussed the two times that you're able to pray Shachrit. The preferable time is to pray up until the fourth hour of the day. In that case, you get reward for not only praying, but praying in the right time. However, there is an additional 2 hours. We call them Sha'ot Zemaniyot. It's not actually 2 hours, the two halakhic hours that you have. If you didn't pray until the fourth hour, you can pray until the sixth hour. You get credit for praying, but you don't get credit for praying in the proper time. So the question was asked, let's say a person does not pray within the first 4 hours of the day on purpose, which means bimezid, he purposely waited to pray until after. Of course, he's wrong for doing such a thing. But the halakha says that he can still pray after the fourth hour. That even though he was mezid, even though he was on purpose, he still can pray until the sixth hour of the day. The question is, in that case, can he still say Baruch She'amar and Yishtabach? So the halakha says that in that case that he was bimizi, that he did it on purpose, he cannot say the beracha of Baruch She'amar with the beracha and Yishtabach. He'd only be allowed to say the Amidah, but he loses out on berachot, because it's a machloket, really. So when it comes to that, we say safek berachot la'akel. For the Amidah, however, he's allowed to pray. However, when it comes to berachot ha-shachar, and not berachot ha-shachar, berachot Baruch She'amar, and berachot Yishtabach, he says it beli shemu malchut, without saying Baruch Atashim. He could say the Baruch She'amar, but just don't make the Khatima, and he could say Yishtabach also, without a Khatima. If he was shogeg, however, if by mistake, or there were circumstances that caused him to pray after the fourth hour, he may pray Baruch She'amar with the Beracha and Yishtabach as well.